Now, on to PlayStation 3, probably the main event for most of you in this room today. And I'd like to bring you up to speed on a lot of the announcements that we made last week and take you into the future. But one of the key features, as I alluded to earlier, given that we have this family of successful platforms around the world, is full backwards compatibility. And we will achieve this, assuming that the TRC for the software title has been fully observed. In addition, PlayStation 3 has full Blu-ray disc support, not just for movies, but for games, and I will share a little bit of information about that later. The full spectrum of display devices will be supported by PlayStation 3, from PAL and NTSC standard definition all the way up to full HD 1080 progressive. Connected by the latest HDMI, using broadband network connections, obviously, and the wireless connectivity, which is built into PlayStation 3 as standard. Hard disk drive is another key feature and something which I will come back to later in this presentation. One of the other key features of the platform is a simultaneous worldwide launch, early November 2006 in Japan, Asia, North America, Europe, and Australia. Now, the production capacity for PlayStation 3 will ramp up faster than PlayStation 1 and PlayStation 2 at over 1 million units per month. Clearly, that will grow in future, that will accelerate, but our startup capacity is faster than any device we have brought to market. What enables the software community to take advantage of this power is the fantastic support from the tool and middleware companies that are working to create great technology and great workflow benefits for the development community. Many of the companies listed here are making announcements here at GDC, and I encourage all of you to go and check out what these companies have to offer on PlayStation 3, all of them providing great tool and technology solutions to meet your development needs. Three companies I'd like to focus on, though. Epic, with their Unreal Engine, and Aegea Physics and Havok, all have fantastic SPU-optimized builds of their technologies that they are showing here for the first time. And the Epic and Aegea guys have put together a stunning demo, which I encourage you to go and check out. SN Systems is a company that we've had a 10-year relationship with, and we were fortunate enough to be able to bring them into the Sony Computer Entertainment family late last year through acquisition, and bring their great skills to the PlayStation 3 development pipeline. Their ProDG debugger, bringing 10 years of experience dedicated to games, coupled with a tuner and a distributed build system to optimize code development and also reducing compile time. And shortly, they will also introduce a C compiler, which creates highly optimized code for cell and SPU development. The schedule for our software development kit is absolutely on track. We will have the final version of all of our software tools shipping to developers in June, and you can see the rest of the schedule on the screen. The hardware schedule clearly focused on delivering final technology to developers in time for E3 and then rolling out from then on through to the November launch. So let's take a look at some more demonstrations of how the tool and middleware companies are really enriching the game development process. And I'd like to welcome to the stage some people who have helped put together this great demo. Richard Lee and Andrew Bowell from SCEE and from Havok, respectively. This demonstration is kind of a three-way production between Ninja Theory, the creator of Heavenly Sword, and the ability to show some very sophisticated ragdoll physics. Now, we've seen ragdoll before, but we've never seen ragdoll with this kind of fidelity. And this is game production code. This is not a rarefied demonstration environment. This is actually using game production assets, which allow the team to really show the power of PlayStation 3 when you distribute the tasks across multiple SPUs. With a sophisticated rendering, multiple SPUs allows us to have a pretty significant army as well. And each one of these objects, there's nearly 1,000 of these fully skinned, fully rigged, fully simulated ragdoll characters. Each one of these can be blown up, as we will now show you. I think just looking at this, you can see game design opportunities just by looking at it. I think we should just ship it like this. It's great fun. Maybe we'll make it available. That's great. Richard, Andrew, thank you very much for that great demonstration.